count their fingers and toes.
Yeah.
And I used to always say to them, you don't have enough fingers and toes. Get it in your head.
Yeah, right. You're going to run out of them. And when you start going back over them, it all falls apart when you have to, you know, go above 20. And when people, let me ask you, kids around here, after they get out of high school, do they typically go on with their education? Or?
Quite a few of them do go on to college.
Okay, you know what colleges they end up going to typically? Is there
it just seems like that they really prefer to go to a college out of state.
Really?
I think it's more the prestige in it. You know, if they're here, they don't want to go to a college in Denver or a college in Gunnison.
Yeah.
Or they want to go out of state.
Yeah. Got some good schools here in Colorado. A lot of New Yorkers are dying to get in a CU, because I don't know if it's an education or after skiing on the weekends, but
probably both.
They're getting a good education. See, yes. There's nothing wrong with CU, CSU, or some good schools.
And it was amazing when we had the hippie movement here in the 70s. We had children. Maybe they were children.
Yeah.
Came here from New York, Florida, and New Jersey, and back in that area.
Mm-hmm.
They had, they were training for social services,
mm-hmm.
and lacked such a little bit of getting their education that it was not funny. Had dropped out of college to be a hippie. And so they would come out here and try to live off the land. And I was running a thrift shop for the Grange at that time, mm-hmm. where the library is.
Right.
And their parents would send them the most things.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay away from home. They would send them beautiful clothing. They would bring it to the thrift shop and get these pants that didn't have no knees in them, no seat in them. Things that we had thrown aside to make quilts out of. they were more or less rags.
Wow.
And I got well acquainted with these kids, and they was working, you know, as waitresses and any work that they could get.
Yeah.
And I said, why don't you go to the Pikes Peak Community College, get that last quarter, that last half year of your college degree.
Yeah.
And do something with yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And there's 7 of them that are school teachers now.
Really? Around here?
Yes.
Wow. Where did they live then when they were here, when they were supposedly going
some
to college?
Some of them built teepees, lived in teepees, and then some of them just lived in old shacks that hadn't been used for a period of time.
Wow.
Some of them more or less lived in their cars.
Yeah.
It just was a different way of life.
And now you see them in their school teachers. That must be sort of like, wow.
And they started coming and singing me Christmas carols in the 70s. And now them and their families, they have all married.
Uh-huh.
And them and their families and friends come and sing me Christmas carols usually the second Saturday evening in December.
Wow.
And this last year there was 36 of them came.
Wow.